CB Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A 49-year-old man arrested with a loaded gun outside a Trump rally in California has been released on bail.
He was eventually booked into jail on those charges, and eventually he was released. He will have to further his court case in the future.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the man was a member of a far-right fringe group that doesn't recognize federal government. Sources say the Secret Service believes it is unlikely he was targeting Trump since he was a major Trump supporter. An Israeli airstrike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza has left four people dead and triggered a fire that swept through a tent camp that had been set up for those who had been displaced from their homes. Dozens were severely burned. The Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics awarded to a trio of economists who delved into the differences in prosperity between nations and researched more about why some countries fail and others succeed. This is ABC News. Police are still piecing together clues after a deadly home invasion outside Detroit. Here's ABC's Perry Russum with details.
Or DTE.
A suspect is on the run and another is in custody after police say the pair was caught on camera in a deadly brazen home invasion.
We're checking for gas leaks.
Surveillance video shows them posing as utility workers to get inside Hussein Murray's home in Rochester Hills, Michigan, an upscale neighborhood north of Detroit, before allegedly brutally killing him in his basement.
And one suspect arrested was caught in Louisiana. The victim was the owner of a jewelry store. Police are still trying to figure out if anything was stolen. Cases of whooping cough surging across the country. The CDC now says there are four times as many cases nationwide as last year. Experts think the spike is being caused by vaccinations missed during the pandemic. And for the first time since 1960, both Army and Navy football teams are ranked in the AP Top 25. The teams are a combined 11-0 so far this season. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We had a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and sound like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty
pretty good by a good football team. But, you know, lost a takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawie Walker, rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work. And if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower, even a thunder shower possible here this afternoon. Our high today, 52. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, our low 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month. And we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Northeast Wisconsin. We, Johnny's on vacation.
Yeah, so you get me.
I do, and we're so glad you're here. Shannon Cohen, we'll talk about you. You've helped out here before. You do a lot in the community. But we got to first celebrate Victory Monday.
Victory Monday.
Did you go to
I actually watched it, though.
Did you? I know everybody's really happy in Green Bay. We're doing great. It was a great game.
Oh, it was a great game.
Yes. However, as I was texting Todd, the over-under was 47.5.
Oh, so what does that mean for you?
It means you have to bet.
That's exactly what I was thinking. What?
So they, and I like betting the over because then I'm more excited about the game. I'm more for the offense than the defense. And John bet the under, I just want to say. And he's, like you said, he's out of town, so he's not.
So he's extra happy today.
He's extra happy today. And it was 47.5 points. And do you know how many points were scored?
No.
47.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. One more point at the end. I'm like, why don't you guys kick that field goal? Just kick it, just to kick it to be, or, you know, when he.
How do they figure a half?
Well, it would make sense because now John would win because if it was 47, it would have been a push, right? So there's got to be a half. So somebody wins and somebody doesn't. So anyway, I was happy that the Packers won. I would have been much happier if there would have been 48 points scored in that game instead of 47, because then I would have won some money. But anyway, yeah, it was Victory Monday. That was a great game. And even with we had some friends in town. They come in once a year for a game, and they pick this game. I'm not sure why, but we offered them our ponchos because we have, you know.
That was really nice of you.
Well, we got all the games with the Packer G's on. I mean, it's not that cheap. You know, they're
nice.
It's a team poncho. So,
it's the real deal.
We went out, and the city was really busy, which was great Saturday night. And we went to C Street for a drink.
Oh, okay.
And then Chef Fusion's for dinner.
Fancy.
C Street. So I didn't tell you this, Todd. We were in C Street and AJ Dillon was in there.
Really?
Yeah. So we talked to him. They took some pictures with him because
he didn't ignore you.
He was just on a show.
Right.
That he was just said, you know, it was pretty easy. AJ, Jim, oh yeah. And so we started talking, and then these are Donna's girlfriends. So one's from Vegas, one's from Madison, and one's from Texas, from Oklahoma, and they just get together every year and they come to Green Bay because they kind of grew up here. And he was real cool about taking pictures with them.
Oh, that's
so anyway,
awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. And then we talked about, talked a little bit about the homeless shelter. We talked a little bit about his foundation. And then he wanted to know if you maybe help him out a little bit with a podcast. I'll talk to him Monday. So I don't know. I'm not going to see Todd this weekend.
Oh.
But
I would do that. Absolutely.
I think that's what he wants to do next. But anyway, what a great guy. Because, you know, sometimes they could say, look, I don't want to do this, but
if he needs a co-host, this girl right here.
Yeah, he's very chill, but I like that when these players and Mino knows a lot of the players, but some of them are nicer than others when it comes to people, wanting to talk to them.
Absolutely.
I didn't even really recognize him. My wife's like, isn't that AJ Dillon over there? I'm like, I don't know. So yeah, he is. Because nice. He had done some stuff with us at the Children's Museum.
Oh, right.
So anyway, it was great. So we C Street was a lot of fun. We enjoyed that. Was your weekend good? Like, you have kids. Are they?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was actually just me and my son, Nash. Alan had to go up north and take out the dock.
Oh yeah,
so,
this time of year.
Yep, it was that time. So yeah, he had to go up there, do that. Took my daughter. Unfortunately, my son was home with impetigo.
Oh wow!
Yeah, super fun.
Sounds like a game, impetigo. Let's play impetigo.
Yes.
It's got one of those pop-matic things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's sit around. It's time for impetigo. Oh, thanks, Mom.
I wish it was that fun. Okay, I mean, really,
what is it?
So it's just basically he gets.
It's like a skin rash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it like just kind of randomly pops up, and it's not something fun. And I didn't think of it, and then all of a sudden, one morning, he's like, Mom, I got this new thing on my face. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I'm like, here it is.
That's not the place you want to get that.
Like, no, probably not for school.
You know?
No. Yeah, I was like, ugh.
I had it as a kid every once in a while, and it was always like on my ankles or something like that. So you could
kind
of hide
lucky.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, his is all over his face. So he...
Wow.
He was excited. He got to stay home for 2 days from school, so he really wasn't sad about that at
Take
all.
Take the edge off. Wow.
We just hung out. We made some bug soap. We made some slime, a volcano.
That's cool.
What?
We made the best of it.
My mom would have said, you're going to school.
Yeah, right.
That's, and then if I did stay home, there would be a list of things to do around the house.
Well, no, he was really sad because he loves going up north. He loves fishing, and he loves just hanging out.
Oh, taking the dock out.
Yeah.
He even likes that. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and he loves his Nana and Papa. So he was really kind of bumming, so I'm like, okay, let's make this a little special.
You're a good mom.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's nice to make it not, like, just sit around and read books.
I even went and got a McDonald's, because we typically get McDonald's halfway up in Wittenberg on our way up there. So I made him feel included.
Did you see that email that... So we have Shannon and I work together. You work full time at the New Community Shelter. I work part time there. And we're going to talk about that in the 7:30. We're going to talk about some of the things that you do there. But did you see that our boss went through McDonald's? And she sent this picture, Todd. Terry went through McDonald's and she's wearing a baseball cap. It's Saturday morning.
Sure.
Baseball cap. And, you know, I mean, she looked like a Saturday morning. I mean,
right.
She's just
relaxing.
Very relaxing. And the lady in her order put in a job application.
She's like, I think I need to step it up a bit.
I think I need to get a little bit more dressed up before I go out.
I think they do that to everybody on certain days.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So it's not because.
Okay. She took it. She sent a text. Can you believe what just happened? Anyway, we'll see if she takes it. No, she's doing. I got to tell you something about, being on the radio is kind of different for me. It's been a year. And sometimes you got to be a little bit careful. I'll explain. Johnny and I were talking about, what are you doing this weekend? He's up north with his brother chopping wood, and I don't think they have a stove or something. I think they use the wood like for the winter, whatever. And I said, I'm going to a surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
For a friend of mine. She was listening, but she didn't make the connection. Because I didn't say it was my chief of staff's wife. There's a lot of surprise birthday parties.
Right.
We know a lot of people. I don't know if I said she was 50 or not. I must have not. But she goes, I heard that on the radio that you were going to a surprise birthday party. I'm like, it's yours. So she didn't make the connection.
Thank goodness.
I know, right? I think I had it said a little bit more.
When you said it, both John and I looked at each other and went,
great surprise. Great surprise. Right. Wait for it blown in. But those are fun parties. It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
To keep it under wraps.
Yeah, and there's a lot of...
You tell me, it's like on the radio, that was not a good idea.
Right.
Wrong person to say it to.
Right.
Well, I'm so glad when she said that. I'm like, okay, I'm glad you...
So if you're having a surprise party, don't tell Jim.
Right. Well, it was on the radio, but that was fun. It was in Hortonville, where that Black Otter... Have you been to that restaurant?
I have not. It's on my list.
Okay. Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So...
So good.
I'm just starting the supper club journey.
Okay, we're into that on this show. Supper clubs. There's a, for the NFL draft, right across the street here at Schreiber. They're hosting a supper club event for, you know, Northeast Wisconsin.
Looks amazing.
It's going to be interesting.
Unfortunately, I will not be going.
They're not giving it away, but I think people, whether they go to that event, which I think is great, on their list, they should Google supper clubs. Mm-hmm. I got that book for Christmas last year on Wisconsin supper clubs.
Oh, nice.
It's awesome. That stuff in St. Anne's, you know, and like around Elkhart Lake, there's a lot of supper clubs in that of the woods. So there's a lot all over Northeast Wisconsin. But so people, when they come here, I didn't tell you this. I own a website, thegreenbayway.com.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. I bought it a long time ago because I was going to use it for a different
business. The stuff you learn about this guy.
But I'm thinking, you know, but could I charge people? And then would people Google the Green Bay Way and have supper clubs, have this things to do? But there's really a big, big website. We've had Discover Green Bay on here, and they're doing a good job. Because, mm-hmm. Of course, they're paid through by room tax. I mean, by room tax, and so that helps them. There's just a lot to do. I want people to miss out on, like, oh, I wish I would have done that. Like, I wish I would have gone to a supper club. You know, I wish I would have gone.
Yeah.
Cause it's not that far, right? I mean, it's, what, 40 minutes to get to the Black Otter?
Well, I mean, you can just go to Rivers Bend. That's...
Well, no, there's a lot of good ones. I'm just saying you're right. There's Rivers Bend. There's that place right out on 41. 41. That's a good place, too. I've been there. And it's the salad bar that people need to experience.
Right.
The food's great, but the salad bars are super unique and old fashions. Street should be on there.
We went to one with our neighbors out in Freedom, and their big kick was they had a seafood buffet.
Oh, that's a good one. I've been there.
The Colonial House?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband was just like infatuated.
So it's, I don't know, $30, $35, $40? I forgot what it was.
I think it was like $40.
Okay. Went there with my mom and my brothers. But it is all the crab legs, like to the ceiling. It was just. And what's nice about a supper club is they're not kind of over you to rush you. They kind of know that you're going to kind of own the table for, you know, more than an hour, probably hour and a half. And then they have that whole dessert bar. But no, I just hope people really, when they're, you know, there's, we're going to have Michael Friedman. He is the guy working with the Simple Life Hospitality to kind of rent your home out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to ask him if people are renting for 4 days or 7 days. But if, man, if you're renting for 7 days, you got to have the supper club on your list.
You got to.
And I don't know. Do people in Oklahoma know that we're known for supper clubs? You know, I don't know.
Probably not.
We know we're known for supper clubs. So anyway, yeah, I don't know if there's a way we can monetize that website, but I'm going to talk to you guys about that one of these shows. I just want to make sure that people take advantage. I mean, I know, like you and Todd, Northeast Wisconsin pretty well. Mm-hmm. There's some great stuff in Oshkosh to see. There's awesome stuff in Appleton. And then there's all these little nooks and crannies, cheese shops. And I hope people go to, like, Stangleville to that meat market across the street is Crohn's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think people might want to go take a look at some of our historic churches, which are unbelievable in this neck of the woods.
Yeah.
They are. Like, anyway, we have to work on that. I have that show on Sundays called Lean Local. On the first Sunday of every month, we dedicate it to the NFL draft. Oh. So it's going to be a lot. I'm going to have my next show is going to be how to get a Uber license, how to get a bartender's license, you know, so you can make some cash. Not that it's all about money, but why not?
Well,
why not?
But you are Jim Schmidt, so it is.
Why not? Hey, we have a lot to do. We have a great show coming up. John Kramer, who's coming in, he's the guy that went out to D.C. with that Victory Flight, which is pretty cool. Michael Friedman, as I mentioned, from Simple Life Hospitality is going to be here. And then Kate Stell, she's the Marketing Administrative Communicator. Oshkosh Public Museum, 100 years old.
Awesome.
The cool stuff they have there, we're going to talk about that. This is Mino and the Mayor with our special guest, Shannon Cohen. We'll be right back.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back. This is Mine on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW and, of course, 98.3 FM WISS and worldwide on the Civic Media app. That's always fun when we get texts in from people listening, like in Florida. We had this guy out in the Rocky Mountains that texted us. And
Danielle texted in. She's listening this morning.
So
Michael texted in, too, just so you know. Can't wait to be in here this morning. So, yeah.
But this Danielle, I'm still listening. That's the lady. Yeah. It was a surprise birthday party. So I'm glad I didn't blow it. I hope she – yeah, I don't think I did. Anyway, hey, so the game. You watched the game.
Yeah. I normally don't. Sorry. And, but I did.
Okay. And there was a couple commercials. And I'm not going to complain about the commercials. I'm just saying how skewed they are. They're usually, you know, beer or autos, you know, cars, Chevys, right. Fords, all that, because that's kind of like a mainstay. And then, of course, all the drugs. Political. Ugh. Right?
I'm so ready for it to be over.
You know what? And we're close to that. But maybe this show is going to be my platform, but I want to get some legs under my concept that political ads, because in this article, Todd, yesterday, you find this interesting, just the TV markets in Green Bay. Of course, Green Bay is Oshkosh, Appleton. They got about 1 million people reach.
Right.
Are picking up $8 million of advertising. That's a lot of money. They're just like for doing nothing, right? Just for having a signal. They're picking up $8 million. And that's just TV and then all this print stuff. I mean, how many? But this is what I want to get working. I want to get people to support this new concept. And I'm interviewing for my show, Lean Local. I'm interviewing Tony Weed, who's running for Congress on the Republican side. And then Dr. Kristen Lowry, I'm interviewing her next Sunday. They're both candidates for Congress. And I've interviewed state senators and everyone in between. This is my concept. Political advertising. Your organization has to give 10% to charity.
I love it.
And they can pick the charity. So Jim Schmidt for mayor, we raised $120,000. That means I would have had to give $12,000 to charity.
I like it.
So do I. And I looked at $8,800,000. Do you realize if we would even get $100,000 of that, what that would do for the new community shelter?
Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
But, and the thing is I would have thought they would take 10% of their money and put it into a pool, and then other people would decide. But we'll let the organization decide. So, you know, I don't know, what are they, $500 million? You know, that's crazy. So $50 million of that is going to go to charity. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fantastic.
And they'd come in to, you know, some of these great, and there's so many good charities, aren't there?
There are.
We work for one of them, but there's just so many good ones. We have them on the show all the time. They could come and say, you know what? We have to give 10% of our money to charity because that's the new law initiated by Jim Schmidt on civic media. And now it's caught fire and it's a national program. And we're going to give, you know, $50,000 to the Oshkosh Public Museum in celebration of their 100th year anniversary. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay, work on that.
I think so. All right, on my side job. Hey, someone just said that they can confirm that people in Oklahoma know nothing about supper clubs. Thanks, Allison.
Yeah. We had one of our friends who was up here this weekend when we went out. We didn't really do the supper club thing. We went to Chef Fusion's, which was great. I mean, there's so many good restaurants in Green Bay. But they didn't get a reservation pretty early. They told me to do that. Another text. Well, we got nice texts in today. Thanks for sending these in. I haven't read it yet, so I should, before I say thank you, let me read it. No.
Jim Schmidt sucks.
Should give 50% of his money to charity. Okay, listening from Indianapolis this morning. What a great, great city.
Yeah.
Didn't we just have somebody who went down to Indianapolis?
That's this guy.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Right? That this is Harry.
Love that city. Great weekend. Billy Strings was phenomenal on Saturday night. Billy Strings. Billy Strings is
remember
the,
we talked
yep,
about.
We did. But yep. What is that again?
An artist, singer,
singer songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's what it was.
Band. Something.
Took in the Indy Zoo. Good idea. Yesterday after watching the Packers at a local pub downtown here. They have great local pubs in downtown Green Bay. Going to the Brickyard. Awesome, man. Life is good.
I would say
that is a good city. Indianapolis. Yeah. The only thing they don't have and they're not going to have is a professional baseball team because you know Cincinnati and the other cities around there. But
I think they'll be okay.
Other than that, yeah, they really work hard, and they've got some great living, all sorts of, they got downtown, they got, you know, just for everyone, right? Higher mm-hmm. income, middle, lower, they've got great housing. The track, the Indy 500 track is kind of out in the sticks a little bit, and that whole area could be redeveloped someday. I was down there, and we drove on the track.
Well,
which
that's
is fun.
Awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I should do that for my husband.
That's a good time. That's a great city. Well, good. I'm glad he's having a good time down there. There's so many good cities, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite besides
Green Bay? Mean, we do St. Louis a lot because that's where my in-laws live. So they have some great stuff down there. Oh, we really don't get along. I should say Tucson. My dad lived in Tucson for a while.
Tucson's good?
I really liked that, but we don't get out much.
Did you go to St. Louis? Did you take your kids to City Hall when you go on? Probably not.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I take them to the City Museum.
Growing up in the Schmidt house, we're going to City Hall, kids.
And we did.
Get the station wagon.
And we did. Hold hands, kids. We're taking the tour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They have a beautiful, beautiful City Hall.
My daughter is in fourth grade this year. And they are going to Madison.
Yes, they are.
And they're going on my birthday this year.
Are you going to chaperone? That's a fun trip.
I think so.
Yeah, you should do that. Go rub the nose of the badger. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff you can do there.
I'll go say, hey, I know Jim Schmidt.
So we got a text from Kyle in Luxembourg. I think he went to see Courtney that we had on the show performing on Friday.
Oh, yeah, she was great.
And yeah, he just texted in. He said he had a great time. She was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Aww.
This local music, and we dedicate our shows on Friday. You know, Dennis from the Glam Band kind of hosts the show.
He's
that last hour,
amazing person,
isn't he? Yeah. We had some great talent. That we had that blues. No, it wasn't blues. You know, that like Nashville music, not country, bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
Oh, there you go.
And they played over at the place right next to us on the coffee place right across from the Chamber. Okay, great. Anyway, I might get them to play at my house for Christmas. I just really like them. I just think I love their energy. And, you know, so anyway, because I like Christmas parties and I like to have entertainment in my house.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find somebody. Or that there's just so many, there's just all this great talent in Green Bay. And of course, and the Packers. I'm not forgetting about the Packers. I just wish they would have scored 48 points.
Jim, I have to tell you, I'm still laughing about it. On Friday, we were talking about parties and stuff, and you said you had a couple of guys over to your house, and you were showing them your China sets.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And they interrupted me.
And the guy said, we want to see your guns.
Jim, we don't care about your China. We want to see your guns. He was serious, dude. He interrupted me. I'm like, Dennis, come on, man. Let me finish this. All right, hey, we got a great show. Brittany Merlot's coming up. Going to talk about this weather pattern that's coming through here. And it's looking good for next weekend. Of course, we got the whole week we're going to deal with. John Kramer, again, who took the flight to D.C., is going to tell us about it. And
you're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A poultry processor in Minnesota shutting down, and it's impacting some Wisconsin farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The latest update that we've got on the closure of Pure Prairie Poultry and its impact on Wisconsin farmers next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
As many as 50 poultry producers that had been contracting with Pure Prairie Poultry out of Minnesota are now left with birds that they can't afford to feed some of those farms in western Wisconsin. Kelly Wilfert is an agriculture attorney with University Extension. She says this is just one of the topics that she'll be watching for upcoming seminars this winter.
I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin that has the potential to impact our cranberry growers, and of course, more recently, the poultry processor bankruptcy, and then dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers. As these topics continue to develop, we want farmers to have a trusted resource that's able to tell them, you know, what is happening, an explanation of that legislative change, a little bit of practical guidance of what does it mean for Wisconsin farmers, and how should they maybe think about it as they move forward in their operation.
Kelly Wilford, she's an agriculture attorney with the University of Wisconsin Extension System. Now, as far as the Pure Prairie poultry situation, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, along with Wisconsin and Iowa Departments of Agriculture, are in touch with producers that are still in possession of birds that the company can no longer pay for. That becomes an issue of animal welfare as much as it does financial restitution. As the story develops, we'll be posting information at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Again, as I said, we'll be posting more information as we receive it at MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower, even a thunder shower possible here this afternoon. Our high today, 52. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, our low 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 49. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good morning. This is Jim Schmidt with Mino and the Mayor. Special guest today is Shannon Cohen. There you go. You're waking up. All right. Johnny's on vacation, and we're talking about this great victory weekend that we had here. So many good things going on. Of course, the Packer victory, the Packers and the Saints scoring a combined total of 47 points.
Which was not enough for Jim.
Not enough. I bet the over, and it was 47 and a half. So one more field goal or one more extra anything. But I'm glad they won, and that's what's important. So, Brittany.
Hi, yes. Brittany.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm fine. You know, Brittany, we talked about getting together on Sunday to look at the leaves up at Granite Peak and take the chairlift. And I get up early, but when the sun came up, it was sunny out. It was nice at 8 o'clock. I thought, I made a mistake. I should have gone up there. But, man, by 10 o'clock, it was like cloudy and rainy. And
dodged a bullet there.
So did you – how are the leaves up there? Is this weekend looking better?
I think this weekend is going to be our peak because right now here in, you know, central Wisconsin area, we're at about 75% color. And I was looking at that mountain and it's not as peppered and beautiful and vibrant as it usually is. So that's why I was like, let's wait one more week. Plus, we've got those winds and rain and nasty stuff that happened yesterday. Some of those gusts got up to 40 miles per hour.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
I was trying to drive in it, and it was just throwing me across the road. So very, very interesting stuff. And we've got another cold push moving through, which is going to be changing even more colors. So a lot of the state, I even think the Fox Valley is going to start to turn even more as we go through the next few days, because highs today, 50, tomorrow, upper 40s, and then even Wednesday, some low 50s. Before we climb again a little bit. But so the weekend's looking gorgeous. If we are going to do this weekend, 70 on Saturday, 70 on Sunday.
No. There it is. Really? Oh, yeah. Yes. Sunny?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it. Hey, I think we'll figure that out. I'll text you this week. But just in terms of people planning out their weeks, that cold, that's cold. Do we have any frost coming? I hope not.
Actually, yes. Tomorrow night. It looks like tomorrow night is a really good chance. It could be some scattered frost tonight. We're looking at lows around 38 degrees, but tomorrow night, the entire state crashes cold. In fact, here in the Fox Valley, about 32 degrees, maybe a degree or two cooler. So that could be a freeze out there.
Cover those flowers.
Yeah, we're talking with Brittany Merlot. She's our chief meteorologist for Civic Media, and we want you to like her, but that is not a great report, Brittany. But we still love you. Hey, let's talk about weekend, though. Next weekend, as you plan, is there still apple picking? I mean, we got on a couple weeks ago. It was unbelievable. So if there's still apple picking, get out there and do that.
Before Brittany, the freeze.
Really. Brittany, I want to go look at leaves during the game because I don't want to wait in line or anything.
I wasn't sure if it was the traffic. I was like, he wants to avoid the traffic.
No, it'd be the opposite way. If I'm driving to Wausau, everybody's going to be coming this way. All right, so let's just... Are you good, or are you one of those people that can't miss a game?
No, I can miss a game.
All right, cool.
I mean,
we're doing it.
I'll watch the replays.
Okay, me too. Well, I'll listen to it on the way.
Now, for sure, you can do it this weekend, because we had heard that last weekend was the last weekend, remember?
We got that message. We got a text from one of our listeners saying the chairlift isn't operating this coming weekend. Can you check?
What?
And if it's
I'll
not,
call them.
Drop Todd's name.
And say, we want you to fire that thing up.
Yeah. I've done that for the roller coaster. VIPs in town, it's like it's closed. Yeah, well, fire it up. So
that's how you get on. I've never been on it because it's always closed.
Yeah, as long as it's over 40 degrees, we can take you. And I have done that a number of times when people are in town. Like,
of course you did.
Gotta go ride a roller coaster. So, all right. They go out there and walk the track and fire it up. So, anyway. Yeah, let's look into that. All right. So, Brittany, tell us about the week. Like, when's it going to start warming up again? So we can plan. This is going to be an unbelievable weekend, even though it's 6 days away.
I know. So we'll have this little cold snap to start the week, but the skies stay clear after today. We really start to see the sunshine dominate, and that continues through the entire weekend. And in fact, we've got a low pressure system off to the west that's going to warm us up. So like I said, on Thursday, we're going to make it to the low 60s.
Oh, Thursday.
And then for Friday, upper 60s, Saturday, 70, Sunday, 69 for highs. The only chance of rain we have is today. We could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, and then Saturday night. But that system clears and out of here, so we're going to be just fine for Sunday. Packers are going to be just great, too. It's going to be a gorgeous, warm weekend again. That's still well above average. We should be in the 50s. So
I know we're a little ways 70. Out, Brittany, but, you know, Halloween is my favorite holiday, and... Ooh. We either are very nice for Halloween or we've got snow on the ground. It's a ways out, but are we looking like there's going to be a cold snap coming in for that, or are we going to stay in the mild conditions?
Good question. I haven't looked that far out.
I was wondering.
Next
too,
week,
Todd.
To be continued.
All right. Well, we all want that update, but I will tell the listeners is you got to go out and get your candy now. Do you remember that one year they ran out? Like it was not a shortage. It wasn't like big, but the good candy was gone.
Yeah, you can't be that house.
No. No. Everybody's got in our neighborhood's a little competitive, right? We got these big candy bars. If you go there and you get those little Snicker things, boo. You know, if they would skip my house, that would break my heart. Aww. So anyway, we went and got that stuff already. It's all so let's remember that. And Brittany, give us a great
Do you dress up for the trick-or-treaters? You know, do you go all out? How's it?
To hand out the candy, you mean? Yeah, yes. Sometimes I've got a scarecrow outfit that I wore. I don't know, it's all a straw, the hat. It's pretty cool, but I have to put makeup on for that.
Nice.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, you know, Packer jersey, pretty lame. But aww. I don't know, it depends.
Could at least just put a sheet over you.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, one year...
Yeah. Sometimes I just was back, you know, 15 years ago, I would just be wearing, I'd get home from work, right? Still be wearing a suit.
And you're like, I'm the mayor.
That's what I'm dressed up as. And I do have a mummy that's upside down, you know, that's like all cotton or whatever that is. It's hanging, kind of swinging up on my like porch.
Nice.
So I say to kids, that's my mummy. And then they kind of, they look at me. And
then
I'm
they
like,
kick you in the shins and run off. Right.
This guy's weird.
Steal your candy bars.
But no, I think that's a great holiday. I just think that hasn't changed a whole heck of a lot in 40, 50 years. I think I think people are nice and mm-hmm. I think kids are friendly and I think it's a nice get around the neighborhood. And, you know, people who don't participate, kind of like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, just give them a quarter. You know, I mean, it's something.
A potato. I've seen videos.
Why?
Like, I don't know. It's just like
okay,
a thing.
That's weird.
They put a potato in the bag of
potato
candy.
Chips.
No, a potato. And kids will be like, oh, a potato. And they take it. And it's like.
What do you mean, oh, potato? Oh, potato. And then they throw it down. You got potatoes smashed all over your driveway.
No, they take it with them. They're excited about it.
A potato? I've never. Okay. I don't. We'll look into that. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in your. I don't know. It'd be like John Mayer. Oh, pull. But. There was, when I was a kid, of course, that was 40 years ago, probably longer than that. It was longer than that.
Guys,
it was 50 years ago.
You guys were chewing on the whale blubber back
then. No,
but
I'm saying a lot of the stuff we used to get was homemade. Cookies, oh, bars, really? Rice Krispie bars, wow. That kind of stuff.
And be very frowned upon now.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen anymore.
Do you still, like, check your kids? Well, I guess not you, but...
Well, do I check my kids? You can say, when my kids would trick-or-treat, would I check their candy?
Yeah.
Only to pull out the Kit Kat bars.
Oh, all right. You weren't looking for the...
Nah, razor blades? Nah, the razor right. blades. I'll pass on that. Right. No, we would go through their candy, but yeah, I would. You guys don't want this. These aren't good for you.
The dad tax.
Kit Kat, yeah, the dad tax. That's what it was.
There it is.
Yeah. All right, so Brittany, the leaves. Tell me one more time if people are... Today's Monday and... They're listening in Oshkosh and Appleton and Green Bay. Where should they go if they want to go these next few days? Where is it like peak? Like you say, isn't Antigo good? That neck of the woods that I hear?
Yes. Antigo, Tomahawk, Rhinelander.
No, Rhinelander.
What is it? Minocqua area, Eagle River. You head up north at all, you're going to hit it. I mean, even Shawano, I believe, is at peak right now. So it's creeping towards you guys. It is anywhere outside of the Fox Valley, basically, if you head north. I think the Fox Valley is looking right now at about 35% to 40% color. So they're forecasting the third week of October. I'm thinking more like the third to fourth week.
So, all right. So you guys listen, take care if you're maybe if your mom's at home or your parents, you know, pick them up, go for a little drive. Not that busy during the week. Weekends, I guess, I bet it's going to be a little bit crazier. But what a nice little trip. Drive up to Antigo, yeah. Stop in at Jack's. Isn't that that bar on the corner? That could be fun. I used to go there. That's where my wife is from, Antigo.
Oh, we drive through Antigo to go up north.
Yeah, I used to. I remember when I had to drive up there to ask her dad, you know, if I could marry her. And I thought it was further away. I don't know why. I've been up there a million times. I get there, it's like 5:30. They don't get up till like 8. I'm just sitting in my car waiting for the lights to come on. So,
ironically, when he asked his daddy, her daddy, the daddy kicked him in the shins and ran away too. So
just, that hurt.
That's a dinger.
He was all right. He was all right. Anyway. All right. So
I will say too, up north, if a really good thing, if you don't want to walk, you don't want to hike and do all that physical activity, if you can, you rent an ATV. You just power right through those woods on those trails, and it is beautiful. And you can cut so much more mileage on that, too. Just a suggestion.
Okay, wait.
That sounds amazing.
All right, if that chairlift's not working, you're ATV's plan B.
Okay, I hope the chairlift is not working. ATV sounds so much more.
That would be great. But I want to leave. I want to be home by the end of the game. We'll talk about that off air. But
don't
want
Jim drive.
I don't want to spend my whole day.
Jim, you sit behind Brittany and wrap your arms around her.
No. Yeah,
Don't go. I want a four.
They're all four wheelers. No, they stop the three wheelers.
Yeah,
stuff.
But
those
the way you
dangerous.
Drive, you'll be up on two wheels. Yeah, that is, the entire
that is true.
Time.
I'll take the two wheeler. No, that'd be fun. Let's do that. ATV through the leaves.
I'll bring the GoPro.
Man.
Yeah, just for insurance purposes.
But you know. We talked a couple shows about how leafing is such an industry out east, you know, Maine, Vermont, and people, they travel. A lot of people from Boston go up for the weekend, or some people actually travel to go and look at those leaves. And boy, you look at Wisconsin, it's just absolutely beautiful here, you know, I should include the UP on that. But yeah, you're saying this is the week to do it.
This is the week to do it. If not this week, then next week for sure. Make those plans because the state is beautiful. I can't wait.
And when's the sun going to, you said it's going to be clear every day? Because it makes a big difference if the sun's shining or if it's not.
Right.
Like the brilliant colors.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we might see a few clouds in the afternoon, but then Sunday you're good to go. So a lot of sunshine on all those days. It's gorgeous.
We're doing
week.
It. That is going to be a great time. All right. Did you have a nice weekend, Brittany? Did you watch the game? You only scored 47 points combined.
You know, I didn't watch it because I was out leafing.
You are an outdoors person. Yeah, we were kind of talking about you a little bit at the surprise birthday party I went to.
And,
you know, just about, you know, like Todd and just, we were just talking about the radio show. And you do a lot. EAA, you're up at the UP, you snowshoe. I mean, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice that you, as our meteorologist, you don't just read about it. You actually live it.
I'm out there in it. Exactly. Just like yesterday, I had to get my butt home, and driving through those winds, I know exactly what people were feeling. Not to mention, there's a lot of traffic on, a lot of construction going on, you guys. Night, that's terrible.
It is that season. It is. Maybe we're going to get it all done before the NFL draft. You know what I mean? Like our state would do that. They would be.
You think so?
I do. I think yes. All right. I do. I don't know what the strategy is behind the timing and all that stuff, but Brittany, if we're gonna go meet somewhere, I want to go where there's like four lanes, two lanes on each side, because I don't like being in a parade. You know, some kid going at 51 miles an hour and the speed limit 65 or 55.
Have you been in a lot of parades?
Too many.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you know, and then I have to pass. I finally get up to the pole position where I belong to set the pace. But it takes me a long time to jockey my way up there. And then when I pass the car that's been delaying all this, and then sometimes I gesture to him and my wife gets mad at me because it's usually maybe it could be an older couple, so I shouldn't do that.
Jim.
I know. And that's never happened. I heard about that one time. So anyway. All right, Brittany, find us a place to go that has four lanes. I'll probably see you on Sunday, maybe Saturday, but I would much, much prefer Sunday because I think that would just work better traffic-wise. All right?
Yeah. Sounds good. Cool. I'm excited.
Find a place. You put together the itinerary. I'll pick up the tab, okay? How's that?
My gosh. He's buying?
Yeah, I'll buy.
I'm in.
Especially if you get the ATVs. That'd be fun. That'd be a good time to do that. So
yes.
Let us know. All right. Brittany Merlot, Chief Meteorologist for Civic Media, telling us about the weather in the whole state. Appreciate what you're doing for us, Brittany. And like I said, what I like about you being our weather person is you're not just, you don't know it, you actually live it. And that's pretty cool to talk about, you know, all the stuff that's going on and how we can enjoy it and take advantage of it. Because love living in Wisconsin, four seasons and lots to do. All right, we're going to be right back. Brittany Merlot.
Thanks, Brittany.
All right, Brittany, we're going to talk to you soon. Take care. This is Mind on the Mayor. We have our special guest in-house here, Shannon Cohen, who's helping me out as my sidekick because Johnny's on vacation. Coming up, we're going to talk with John Kramer. John's the guy that went out to D.C. with the victory flight. We'll be right back. Mind on the Mayor.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up, it's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
All right, welcome back to Mind on the Mayor.
Welcome back.
Shannon Cohen is sitting in for Johnny, who is on vacation. Just want to plug one of our great, great sponsors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Really, it's get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors. I have those from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And this is really true. I don't think people think about this, but the durability of the materials, they get tested. You know, they open and close the doors, the latches, those shades, tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years and years, which mine have. Because you don't want to get something and then, you know, the latches start not working. And
right.
They have on those doors, those front doors, they have three latches on there, like when you lock it.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, they are. It's fancy.
Do you think that's like somebody's job to just sit there and open doors?
They probably automize that right now. But they do. They test it. Pulls off the custom colors, innovative features like shades in between the glass, which is very cool. You don't have to clean them. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. That is an awesome deal. Certain restrictions apply. This ends October 31st. So you know, reach out to those guys. Get started today at PellaWI.com. Give them a call. Get your windows and doors. Winter's coming, but like Brittany just said, it's looking pretty good. Hey, speaking of weather, I got a text from a friend of mine yesterday from Philadelphia. And he said, hey, I just want you to know that all these storms I've been hearing about, every time they mention Milton, I think of your dog.
Aww.
And I thought that was really nice. I'm like, yeah, you're not the only one who said that, but thanks for thinking of Milton. But I don't want him to be scarred. You know, I don't want him to think he's not a good dog.
Because everybody's
talking about how bad Milton was.
Aww,
you know what I mean? So
he's a sweet boy.
I got to put him in a different room when the news comes on. I don't want him to hear that.
Did you see the text that came in, by the way? It says, if Jim does ride with Brittany, make sure she wears a shirt that says on the back, if you can read this shirt, Jim fell off.
Yep.
No, we'll be good. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to do. Like, looking at leaves is awesome because, I mean, my mom's 92. Just to drive around and look at leaves, she loves that. And we sometimes you can take a boat, which is very, very cool because you see it from the water, and that reflection on the water is very cool to do. That ATV thing interests me.
Yeah?
I think that would be fun to kind of go through and see the leaves.
I think you would more like a UTV.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's more like where you sit in it.
No, I don't want that. I like the ATV, the four-wheel. I used to have one of those.
Well, yeah, those are four-wheel, too.
No, but those are like little trucks.
Oh, okay.
That's lame. No, I want to be just, I want to be out in the open.
Just want to be out
no
there.
No helmet.
Oh, you live life dangerously.
I will. Actually, I'll wear a helmet probably, but I want to get out there.
Speaking of Milton, do you let him sleep with you at night?
No.
Where does he sleep?
He's got his own bedroom.
His own bedroom?
Well, that's because the kids are gone. I mean, I have four bedrooms, so he sleeps in Laura's room. He just jumps up on the bed, looks out the window. No, that's where he sleeps. When I get up in the morning, he comes out because I'm getting ready, you know, at like 4:30, 4:45, and he'll come out. And I'll tell you what, that dog, you know, dogs have commands, you know, sit and shake and all that stuff. When I say go back to bed, he knows exactly what that means.
Really?
He just turns around and goes right back to bed because it's too early for him to be up.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I'm just wondering because I have three dogs.
You don't live in the city of Green Bay because our limit is only two dogs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can we do something about that?
I'm never living in this city.
Yeah, I don't live in the city. But
come on, you want three dogs. We make exceptions. People come to city council, and my son was deployed, so we're taking his dog, so we have three dogs. And we're like, that's fine.
Oh.
That's fine. But we don't want, I mean, come on. It's an urban environment. You don't have three, four, five, six dogs like you guys out in the sticks do.
Hey,
anyway, I live in the hood. We have enough people. We don't need dogs.
But
everybody's got a dog. I will say that. I look at my neighborhood. I think everybody in my neighborhood has a dog.
Yeah, pretty
much. Cool.
Ours too. But I have two labs, and they sleep with me. Us, my husband and I.
Really? At the foot of the bed or in the room?
Oh, they're on the bed.
Oh, no way.
Sometimes Mario, he's our big chocolate lab.
Let my kids sleep with me, much less when they're little.
Like right in between us. This morning I had paws in my face. I had a kid too in there.
No, that, it's too late to turn that back now. See, that's the problem is you let them, it's like being on the certain furniture. They can be on certain stuff and they can't. And once you break it, they don't understand. They're dogs. They don't understand. So you just got to be, and they don't mind it. They just need to know the rules.
Mario's like an old man though. He just gets in there.
Curmudgeon.
My husband snuggles him, and they just get all cozy together. And
yeah, okay, no,
old man curmudgeon sitting right next to you.
No, I mean I like
two dogs is enough.
During the day,
get on the bed.
I'm on the chair. He always will jump up, and we talk on the chair. And
well, if you ever go on vacation, Milton can come and stay with me, and he's going to live the good life.
I have a few people who are willing to watch him. So, and thank you for offering that because. It's a big deal. Like, you know, I mean, people are like, who cares about dogs? Well, I do. You really care about that. You think about that when you're going on vacation. Where's a dog going to go?
Yeah.
What they're going to do? And who's going to be good to them? And most people are really good to them. But anyway, we got a couple of trips coming up. So we're kind of getting that squared away right now.
Tell Milton I'll warm up the bed for him.
Yeah.
He can just crawl right in.
No, I think dogs are great. And as we get older, we encourage people to have dogs. Because people 60, 65, 70, especially when you retire, they get you out of the house to go for a walk because you can't, dogs need to go for a walk and we as older people should go for a walk too. So I would encourage people to get a dog. I think they're great. It's you got to think about it. Like today, you know, I got to go teach today and then I got to make sure I get back so I can let him out and we just got to get our schedule squared away because Mondays are a little bit more difficult. But he doesn't know how to use the toilet yet, so we got to kind of let him out.
Oh, we could work on that.
Okay, that's what we got
to
do.
I mean, I would like to do that too.
You'd like to learn how to use the toilet?
That's what I was going to say.
Come on.
Shannon, you got to stay with it. You drink a little more coffee here, honey. You're behind the times here. We got to keep up.
Remember, three
dogs. 6:58. All right. We got a great next hour coming up. There's John Kramer from the Press Times. He's been on our show before. He took a trip out with his to Washington, D.C. with some fellow military people. I want to hear about that. We'll talk a little bit more about events coming up in Green Bay, Shannon. I want you to talk a little bit about the Bowl-a-thon and about the whole thing that we're having at the Northland Hotel. What other event do we have coming up we're going to talk about? We talked about the Bowl-a-thon. Target. They got a big promotion going on that's going to help charity. And then, of course, Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality. Stick around. This is Mino and the Mayor with special guest Shannon Cohen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.